Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you ready to have some fun?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show, a great place to learn. Now, today's topic is around town.
And our title is At the Library. At the Library. I always think about the library as a place to check out books.
Yeah, check out. That means to look around, but it also means to borrow a book.
But there is so much more about the library. Let's learn about it. Here's Peter.
Libraries have a lot of great services. The library has a lot of classes. They are great for the area. Many libraries offer free Wi-Fi and youth services, too. They also have great books, DVDs, magazines, and art exhibits. Congratulations, Taylor. She just signed up to be a tutor at the library. She is a little nervous, but everything will be okay. The library provides movies. Maybe Taylor and Susie can watch one.
Now, yesterday we learned about two friends that volunteer at the library. Rob teaches classes at the library. Yesterday he was preparing for a class on job interviews.
Yeah, that's right. We talked a little bit about job interviews, and they can be a little bit scary, so it's good to go to a class. And Susie volunteers as well. But today, we'll continue talking about what great services the library has. But first, let's visit Christina with those key words.
Hello, Linda 说图书馆所提供各项课程对我们这个地区说实在是太棒了。They are great for our area. 名词地区、区域就是 area。其实图书馆不只是提供课程，还提供很多项的服务。The library offers many services. 动词 offer 就是提供或者是给予。比如说有很多图书馆都提供免费的无线上网。无线上网就是 Wi-Fi。They offer free Wi-Fi. 有些图书馆甚至会安排美术展。名词 exhibit 指的就是陈列、展示。They also have great art exhibits.请注意这个字的 H 是不发音 exhibit。除了这些之外呢，有些图书馆还会有免费播放电影。The library provides free movies. 动词 provide 表示提供或者是供给。
So, what did you think of the class?
I really enjoyed it. The students ask good questions.
They are a great group of students.
These classes are a great service for our area.
I agree. The library has a lot of great services. There's free Wi-Fi, youth services, and even art exhibits.
The library also offers great books, DVDs, and magazines.
So it turns out that Linda did go to Rob's class on job interviews.And Rob is asking her about it. What did you think about the class?
Well, that is a great question. What do you think about something? What did you think about the meal? What did you think about the movie? You can ask people about their opinion with this question.
Linda really enjoyed the class. The students asked good questions.
Rob enjoys teaching the class, too. He enjoys the students. He says they are a great group of students.
Let's talk about these two words, group and class. What's the difference? Well, a group is a few or many of something, a group of people. And a class is a kind of group in the classroom.
Right.And they are more talking about the class as an activity in this lesson. So Rob talks about the students, but then he also talks about the group of students. So that time he is talking about those people. Here's Christina with some more.
Rob 到图书馆去教了一堂课，觉得这一班学生真的不错，所以他说 They are a great group of students。我之所以会把这个句子挑出来跟大家一起练习，是因为我们中文通常不会这样讲，我们会说这群学生很棒，但是英文可以说 They are a great group of students。如果你学英文都是用中翻英的话，恐怕是说不出这样的句子，所以要学道地的英文。不可以只是中翻英，要多吸收英文的表达方式。所以我们一起来练习一下。那群孩子真好。They are a great group of kids. 他们是一群很好的朋友。They are a great group of friends. 或者是他们是一批很棒的年轻人。They are a great group of young people.
Linda thinks that these classes are a great service for our area. When you help others, you serve them. But this class is a service.
Yeah, so the class is called a service, and it helps the area. That is the neighborhood and the community. The neighborhood is where you live, and the people in that area are the community.
And one thing we are learning is that the library is helping the people in the area in many ways. There are helpful services like Rob's class and Susie's tutoring.
Yeah, but there are some other great services too that are not from people, but things like the free Wi-Fi. So people can go to the library and go on the internet, but for free.
Wi-Fi is great for students or anybody studying. Now, there are other youth services, too. These help young people from the area.
Yeah, and those help students because instead of being outside, maybe causing trouble, they're learning things and they're improving their grades as well.
Yes, they are.
Now, the last thing is art exhibits.Since this building is for the community, why not show some art from the community, too?
And let's not forget that the library has great books, DVDs, and magazines.
Well, of course. There is so much there, friends. But we're out of time right now. We're going to take a short break, and we'll see you after this. Don't go away.
The library is a very wonderful place. So, what do you check out at the library?
Well, the library near my house actually has a lot of music. So, me and my brother would like to check out music. You know, listen to some new things.
That's great. Sometimes I check out movies, and I usually watch them for about a month or so, and then I give it back.All right, friends, let's continue to learn about this topic. Here's conversation B.
I did it! I signed up to be a tutor.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I meet my first student tomorrow afternoon.
Are you excited?
Actually, I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. The students are nice and appreciate the help.
You're right. Everything will be okay.
The library provides movies. Let's watch one tonight.
That sounds like a great idea.
Hey, Marie, remember yesterday? Taylor was talking to Susie about tutoring.
Yes, I do remember that. And now Taylor is going to tutor. She signed up to be a tutor. Now, we talked about this phrase yesterday, right?
Yeah, we did. A tutor helps someone with their homework or learning something from class. When you need a little bit more help, Get a tutor.
That's right. Susie is very proud of Taylor. She says, congratulations. Now, we say this to people when they do something that is good and is very big news.
Yeah, it's a way to celebrate with someone. Congratulations. She must be very excited.
Well, actually, Taylor is a little nervous.
I'm a little nervous.
What? Really?
No, Marie, I'm a little nervous is today's calendar phrase.
I'm a little nervous.
I'm a little nervous.
我有点紧张.
I'm Dr. Smith. I'm the new dentist.
I'm a little nervous.
Really? Why?
I don't like dentists. I'm a little nervous.
Just relax. I'm going to fix your tooth.
I'm a little nervous.
Hey, I'm a little nervous too.
Really? Why are you nervous?
I've never done this before.
Now I'm really nervous.
Open wide. I'm a little nervous.
I'm a little nervous.
我有点紧张.
That was a very nice calendar phrase. Maybe you will say this before a test, but keep practicing with us, and that will help you to be less nervous when you speak English.
Well, Taylor should be excited. She is helping people. And the students are just thankful for the help. They appreciate the help.
Susie is being very encouraging to Taylor, and she is right. Everything will be okay. She will do a great job.
Hey, Susie has a great idea. They can watch a movie from the library.
That sounds like a good idea. And another good idea is learning from Christina. Here she is.
Susie 向 Taylor 提议今天晚上去图书馆看电影。Taylor 说 ,That sounds like a great idea. 这个主意听起来很棒哦。我们来学句型 ,That sounds like something, 表示听起来像什么。比如说你去旅行刚回来说在国外吃了一种用面包夹很多肉的东西我听了就觉得 ,That sounds like a sandwich, 听起来很像三明治。或者在这趟旅行中你有很多有趣的经历所以开心地说个不停我可以说 That sounds like a great trip 听起来像是一趟很棒的旅行以上就是 That sounds like something 的用法当然连缀动词 sound 后面也可以直接加形容词你可以说 That sounds fun 听起来很好玩 That sounds boring 听起来很无聊这种用法你也可以试试看哦。
Thanks, Christina. So I'm sure that you can use this phrase today. Try using it soon. Well, there are two words we can talk about some more. Provide and offer.
Yes, these are words that mean have. The library has programs and services. They also have movies too.
That's right. That's a simple way of understanding them. If you want to know a little bit more, offer and provide, when we're talking about a place like the library, means to give, or give the opportunity, you know, make it possible to have.
That's right. And the library offers many books for us to check out. Guys, do you go to the library? Does your library offer a lot of books? I'm sure it does.
Well, right now we've talked about a lot and we have some words to review. So friends, let's look at those keywords together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Area. Area. This is a safe area.
Offer. Offer. This school offers many classes.
Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi. John has Wi-Fi at his house.
Exhibit. Exhibit. There is a new exhibit at the museum.
Congratulations. Congratulations. You are married? Congratulations.
Provide. Provide. I will provide drinks for the party. Okay, friends, make sure to keep practicing those key words. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
So, what did you think of the class?
I really enjoyed it. The students ask good questions.
They are a great group of students.
These classes are a great service for our area.
I agree. The library has a lot of great services. There's free Wi-Fi, youth services, and even art exhibits.
The library also offers great books, DVDs, and magazines.
I did it! I signed up to be a tutor.
Congratulations!
Thanks. I meet my first student tomorrow afternoon.
Are you excited?
Actually, I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. The students are nice and appreciate the help.
You're right. Everything will be okay.
The library provides movies. Let's watch one tonight.
That sounds like a great idea.
I think we have a photo that we can look together. Here is a picture of a library. Wow, this is amazing. It's so big.
It is big. This is inside the library. You can see a lot of stairs and different floors. Each floor has different kinds of books on it. And do you see those tables there?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know what those people are doing?
I think they're studying or reading books.
Yeah, the library is a great and most importantly, a quiet place to read. It's a good place to study. In college, I would always go to the library.
Yeah, it's a great place to study because usually in the library, you have to be very quiet. And everyone is usually quiet, so it's great.
Well, let's look at another picture. This is the outside of the library, and yes, this is a very large public library in London.
Wow, this is amazing. And it looks like it's surrounded by the city. Have you been here before?
Actually, no, I haven't been to this library, but many cities have very large libraries for public use. So that means people can go there for free to study.
And that's great. All right, friends, right now, let's go to Jungle Chit Chat and see what James and Ginger has to say.
I love the library!
Me too. It has a lot of great services.
It sure does. It has tutors to help you study.
It has classes that can help you with interviews.
Yeah, it has interesting exhibits and free Wi-Fi.
And did you notice all the great books?
No, I was busy looking at DVDs and magazines. Yay! I'm so happy we have a library near our home.
Me too, Ginger, me too. The library offers so many services.
It even provides movies. I found my favorite.
Really? What is it, Ginger?
The Jungle Book.
Great. We can watch it tonight and have popcorn.
Yay! And bananas.
Oh, Yeah. Okay.
Hello, I'm home.
Oh, hi, Agatha, dear. Welcome home.
Wow, I'm really hungry. What are you doing?
I'm cleaning. I've been cleaning all day.
Well, then you must be hungry, too. What's for dinner?
I don't know.
What about chicken? Chicken sounds good to me.
Chicken? Oh, I have an idea. Maybe we can cook the chicken. Will you help me to... Oh, what am I trying to say? Have you...
Let's cook one together now!
Yes, let's cook one together now.
You just used today's super sentence.
Super sentence, man?
I am super sentence, man. That is right. And here is today's super sentence. Let's do one something. You just said, let's cook one together now.
Yes, I did.
Well, a chicken dinner sounds delicious. Now, before I go, you should try one of your own super sentences.
All right. I love picnics. Let's have one this weekend.
Let's have one this weekend. Great. What about you? Do you have one for me?
I really want to eat some cake. Let's bake one later.
Let's bake one later. Super! Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. And others need my help. I must go.
So, you want to cook a chicken?
Yes. Let's cook one together.
But I'm a little tired.
Oh, I have an idea. Let's have pizza. Let's order one now. And if you want cake, let's get one from the store later.
Okay, good idea. I'll order pizza. You continue cleaning. Hello? Hi, yes.
So, Peter, when you study or read a book, would you rather go to the library or to the coffee shop?
Oh, both of those places have free Wi-Fi, but usually now I go to a coffee shop instead of the library. I like to drink coffee while I'm studying.
It's a great place to study. I usually study at the library because it's very quiet. At the cafe, there's music and people talking. All right, friends, thanks for joining us today. Join us tomorrow for a great new lesson right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.